Let's welcome book reviewer Sonia De Vries, who's in the Auckland studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. And I've got a lovely little book of poetry to remember by heart for you. So this is Remember Me, edited by Anne Kennedy. And it's just the most delightful book. It's a collection of New Zealand poems to commit to memory, you know, poems to share, to, you know, perhaps most especially to recite, perhaps to your friends or family or yourself, your dog, whatever you feel like. So edited by Anne Kennedy and published by the Auckland University Press. She's also worked with Robert Sullivan, who was the consulting editor, Te Reo Māori. Amongst other things, Anne's, she's a poet herself. She's written 5 collections of poetry. She's won book awards multiple times. And so this is, I don't know if you've got a copy, but it's a delightful little book, beautiful cover, small enough to pop in your bag and take anywhere. It's a selection of around, close to 300 poems, I'd guess. And it's very diverse. It's clever and funny and heart-filling, of course, as poetry is. She's broken it into 7 sections. So there's obvious categories that you'd expect, like love and wisdom, but also some quite unique themes. I think especially unique to Aotearoa New Zealand, like Earth, Sea, Sky. And it's very user-friendly. At the end, there's 2 essays describe how to memorise and recite a poem. I loved this. You know, I'm just on the cusp of that generation where learning poems by heart was ordinary. I guess now it's probably song lyrics that everyone knows. But so it's quite lovely to have this very clear expert guidance. And I suppose a collection of poems to learn by heart is nothing new. You know, of course, Ted Hughes, you know, his book By Heart, and Giles Brandreth is lovely, Dancing by the Light of the Moon. If anyone wants to look that one up, it's just gorgeous. And there's dozens out there on whatever category you can imagine. But this one for me was significant because not only is it poets from Aotearoa, but there were lots of poems by living poets. It's very current. You know, she's taken what looks to me like quite a strategic approach to the selection for poems. She talks in her introduction about looking for rhythm and meter and rhyme. And she's also looked for repetition and narrative and humour, the things that make it stick in our head and our heart. And as far as the poets, there's everyone you'd expect. Dennis Glover, Hone Tuwhare, J.K. Baxter, of course. But there's also Janet Charman and Tūni Ngā Iwi, who I'd not heard of before, but I just loved the poem. Leilani Tamu, and another new discovery for me, Oscar Upperton. His poem, Child's First Dictionary, I absolutely adored, and I've started to learn that one by heart, so I found it inspiring. I am going to do that terrible thing, though, where the reviewer laments a missing poem. Where, oh, where was the Margaret Mahi? You know, that's absolutely perfect by heart poetry. Anyone who's read Baby in the Bubble knows how much fun that is to recite. And I know you can't include everything, but I did feel that that was a massive gap. The other criticism would be that each section is alphabetised. So you go from Adcock to Wright, for example. And it feels like this is a missed opportunity for me, the journey through the book, creating a bit of a vibe. But in some ways, perhaps this forces you to open randomly and pick a poem by chance rather than moving from front to back. You know, but all in all, Catherine, it's a lovely book. It's diverse. It's an interesting collection, a very nice book to have or to give.
Thank you very much. Sonia De Vries has reviewed... Oh, I've got the wrong book review. Are you still there?
Remember Me,
yes.
Poems to Learn by Heart. It's edited by Anne Kennedy, published by the Auckland University Press, and it's $45.
Great job. Thank you very much, Sonia.